Is it tomorrow? Nifnei shor haner yofel b'dika. Because candlelight, one candle is good for the b'dika. So Rashi says, Nakam meforish mayim al yusam yavuka. Soon the Gemara will explain why is a candle better than a torch. Nakhur, a torch gives off more light. It should be better. Tomorrow, v'yavah pishen mayil dover. I don't have 100% raya for this. Avazechel dover. Ava ksas the mashmoyis does the current a remembrance of it. Shenem apostle, like it said, like we just learned. The apostle says, Shivas yom soli yom asim avatechem. 7 days you can't find chametz in your house. The Yom, another pasuk says, "V'yechapesh b'agod al-hochem." So it says, "Loshin chipesh there by mitziyah." The Yom, a base the yechpes says, "Yushlayim b'neiros." The Yom, a neir Hashem nishma sodom. Chayfesh kol chagrei botin. So you see, checking has to be done with the neir. So therefore, also by the b'dikas chametz, you have to check with the neir. For the Gemara, hi or cham hechidami. How are we talking about mash? We're talking about in the daytime. In other words, like we said, if you didn't make the b'dika on the night of Erev Pesach, you're supposed to make the b'dika the next day, Erev Pesach. So it says the b'rais, you can't use the sunlight. Why not? Like if it's talking about on the Erev Pesach itself, a day, and the sun is out, what's wrong with the sun? Hey, Kidami. If you tell me in your chotzer, you open front yard or your backyard. For tomorrow, Omar Rava said, chotzer ain't a tzricha b'dika. One parent says a chotzer doesn't need a b'dika altogether. Why? Because you have birds there. And the birds zichel come knead up all the chametz. So your front yard, the yard itself, and the backyards, if you have birds that come around there, b'chal you don't have to check for chametz there. You have a right to them on the birds ate up the chametz. El of yachsadre, el of my tell me, you're talking about an open porch that only has three walls around it, and the fourth wall is open. So a lot of light comes into this porch. So since a lot of light comes in, the question, why can't you use it or hachama? It's a tremendous light there. And the Gemara leitzricha enechnami. If a person forgot to make the b'dika at night, he's making the b'dika on Erev Pesach by daytime, and he has to check out now his open porch, that the fourth wall is open completely, you don't have to use a candle, no, you're allowed to use the or itself, the sunlight, because you see everything there. So what's the now b'raisa that says the sunlight you can't use? Like Tzaricha, the b'raisa is talking about, li'aruba de b'cheder. It's a wall, it's a house, it's a room that has four walls around it, just as a window in the wall. So the light's coming through the window, that's not enough. For the Gemara the Heichi, which part of the house do you want to check that you can't use the light coming in through the window? Ila b'hadi aruba, if mamish right in front of the window, that's where you want to check. I have the floor right under the window, I want to check. For the Gemara, hainu achsadra, what's wrong with there? Right under the window, right by the window, the sun from outside, the sun is shining in. There's 100% light there. That's mamish like an open porch. So why can't I use the sunlight? Because the Gemara nechnamin, elulit sodin. The only time you can't use the sunlight is in a house, and you don't want to check right around the window, you want to check on the sides of the house, where there's no window there. So there the sunlight doesn't come so strong, so there it's a little bit dark. There you can't be samech on the light of the room, but you would have to use an or hanera there also. For the Gemara of the Avukaloi, the Brisa says a torch you can't use. For the Gemara of Omar Rava, my dechsev, what does the Pasuk say in Chavakuk? V'noiga ka'or tiyah, karnayim miyodaloi, v'sham chev yoin uzoi. What does the Pasuk mean? Loma tzadikim doimu fnei shechina. What are tzadikim doimu to the shechina? To the karnayim means the shine that comes out from a Kodesh Baruch Hu itself. To ner b'fnei avukam. The doima to a ner, which is a small light, to neger avukam, torch, a big light. In other words, to say that Hashem Shechina shines much more than the tzaddikim shine. That's the pasuk v'noiga. The shine that will come out of the tzaddikim is koratiyah. A tzaddik will be like a light. Of a kanayim miyodaloi, like coming out from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's kanayim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shechina, which is much greater. So the kasher is, you see, the light that comes out of a torch is much greater light. So why can't you use a torch for b'dikas chametz? It's more mistava. Use a torch, you have more light, you'll be able to check better. Why is halacha you can't use a torch? And vayta, another kasher is, v'yama rova avuka l'havdola, mitzvah min amuchar. When you make havdola, you have to use or, you're supposed to use an avuka. At least two neighbors together, that's called an avuka torch. So you see, a torch is good, and even for a mitzvah it's good to use. So why shouldn't you use a torch b'shas b'dikas chametz? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Ze yochol achnisa l'chun l'sdokin, v'zer ein yochol achnisa l'chun l'sdokin. Halacha is, you have to be boider, even the cracks in the wall, even the cracks in the floor. So to get into a small crack, a torch can't get into them. Mashenkin, a single candle can even get into the cracks. That's why you're supposed to use a candle. Because with a candle, you could check into the cracks of the wall. We'll soon see which cracks. But it's not as though we don't have these cracks. By the time of the Gemara, people used to have mamash have nice cracks in the wall, nice holes in the wall, and that used to be a place to store. They used to store things there. So if you store things in the hole, shita, maybe you store chomes there throughout the year, and you have to check it out. But to get into a small hole, you can't use a big torch, it doesn't fit in there. Therefore, you're supposed to use a candle. Baita, another teretz is, a candle gives off the light in front of it, and that's what you want to do. You want light in front of you. A torch throws the light in back of you. That's no good, because you want to see light in front of you. A person who holds a candle wants to see in front of him. Therefore, you're better off with a candle than a torch. If you use a big torch, you're afraid. You're afraid to check out too much in the house. You go into your closet with all the clothes. You're afraid you'll burn up the whole closet. So you'd be afraid to check out the house with a torch. Mashenka, with a single candle, you're not afraid so much. You're not afraid you'll burn up the house. So you could be careful. Therefore, you're supposed to use a candle. Ravina Wama Hai Moshech Nura. A candle, the light shines out very nicely. Like it's a good catch. The light onto the wick into the candle. So the light comes out very nicely. Mashenka and Vahai Miktaf Ektufen. By a torch, it's like flickers back and forth. It flickers. And when you have flickering light, it's not so that it could disturb you. It's not such a good light to check for. Therefore, you're better off checking with a candle. It's a nicer, better light. Yeah. Shashi mikti v'ktufe, nifsak, it like stops, v'koifes and jumps. In other words, it flickers the light from it. And that's not so good to use. Right, so the Mishnah says, kol mokem sheimach disim by chomets. Any place that you know for sure, like it's not a derech for you to ever bring chomets there, you don't have to check out that place. You only have to check out places in your house that it's possible maybe you brought chametz there. So demara kol makom asu yamai. What does the Mishnah mean to include other places that you don't have to check? Demara lasu yehodaton rabbon. It means to include like this brisa we learned in the brisa. Churei bayesoyenim. Again, if you have a hole in the wall that's high up in the wall, so since it's so high up, it's hard to use it. You don't have to be choshed. Maybe you put chametz in there. It's too hard to use. Or else vatachtoinim. If you have a hole in the wall that's too low, it's also too much of a bother to bend down to store things there. So in the stomach, you never use it. You don't have to check it out. Who adin v'gag ha'yitziyah? A roof, Rashi says, yitziyah means the boards that come out slanty. Because most of the times in the Gemara, the roof was straight, flat. If a roof is flat, you could store things there. Maybe you store chametz there. But if it's a slanty roof, you don't store things there. It'll fall right off. So a slanty roof on top, you don't have to check. Who adin v'gag ha'migdol? The same sforum. If you have like a tower, the top of the tower you don't have to check. Because if you put something on top, it will slide right off. So therefore you don't have to check because you never put things there. The refus buck, if you have a corral, that you have the animals there, you don't have to check. Because if any chometz is there, they zicha ate it up. The lulin, same thing. Lulin means where tanagurim chickens stay. The same thing in chicken coop. If there are any chometz there, they zicha ate it up. Or matzvin. That matzvin means the place that you store tevin straw. So a storehouse that you store your store your straw, you never brought chametz there. It's not a place to bring chametz in. Who are then the oitzvos yain, a place you store your wine also. What is chametz doing in the warehouse of the wine? You don't have to check it out. Soon the Gemara is going to ask the steer from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you do have to check out the warehouse of wine. Right now this writer says the warehouse of wine you don't have to check out. Is mistav you never brought chametz there? Who are then the oitzvos shemen? Who are then an oitzer, a warehouse where you store your oil, is ain't tzrichim b'dika. That's what the Brach says. All these places are included in the Mishnah, that these are makaymais, she'ein machtisa mechomet. You never bring chomets in there. We have Shimon Gamilay Mer, mito. If you have a bed, ha'choleket v'techa bayis. You have a big room, and you want to divide the room in half. Ain't the time you have to make a whole big division there, or partitions there, a lot of money. Now, push an eitzer, put a bed going straight across the room. You divide the room up. One side of the room is this side of the bed. The other side is the other side of the bed. Nita cholekas techabayis. You put a bed straight across the house to divide the house into two rooms. Umasekis, and it divides the room in half. Is tricha badika. You should know under the bed, you could store things there. So you have to be choshev, maybe you put chametz there, you have to check under the bed also. That's a muck and maybe you did put chametz there. Kodimar Reminu, I have a kasha on this brisa. The locha says, chur, shebeinotam lechaveroi. Let's say you have a wall that you live in this apartment, and the other side of the wall your other friend lives, and you have a nice hole going straight through your apartment, his apartment. Now it's a lochon, and you both mistama store things in that hole in the wall. So chur shebeinotam lechaveroi between your apartment and your friend's apartment,
is Aloha Zeh Boidigat Mokim Shiyodim Agas. I that live on this side of the wall have to put my hands as far as it goes into the wall and check it out, make sure there's no chums there. The Zeh and my other chav, the neighbor on the other side, also the same thing. Boidigat Mokim Shiyodim Agas. He has to put his hand in the wall and check it out as far as his hand goes. His wife says they have nice thick walls. The walls could have been 5 feet wide. So your hand can't reach that way. So you have to go in as far as you could reach. He goes in as far as he could reach. And the ashar, the in-between foot that nobody could reach, mevatli believe it's enough to be mevatl. But I call upon him, you see, even in the holes in the wall, you have to check them for chametz, that's a stira. Before we said the holes, you don't have to check. We have shimon on the line there. Mito acholekat v'techabayit. If you have a bed that's dividing the house in half, the yetzim v'yavonim sdurim tachter, and you store things under the bed, you have wood there and stones, doesn't mean you store it all the way up. Just you store these things there, ulmavsekis, and it divides the room in half, and a tzrecha b'dik, you don't have to check it out under the bed. So what's the stirum? Before we said that you have a bed dividing the room in half, you do have to check under the bed. And here it says that if you have a bed that divides the room in half, you don't have to check for chametz under the bed. For the Gemara, kasha, mita, mita. One theory is, do you have to check under the bed or not? Kasha, churun, achurun. Another theory is, the first bride said the holes in the walls, you don't have to check. And here it says, you do have to check the hole in the wall. And the Gemara, poshin. Churun, achurun, like kashin. Ho, b'yi, loyi, v'tatoi. Like we said, the first bride is talking about a very high hole in the wall, or else the hole is very low in the wall. So it's too much of a bother to stretch all the way up or to bend all the way down. Therefore, you never use it. Therefore, you don't have to check it out. And that's the Brisa says you do have to check out the hole. Behind the mitzvah, the Brisa says check out. Yes, talking about a middle sized hole. It's in the middle of the wall. So in the middle of the wall, that's a good place to use. People use it, so you have to check it out. Maybe you put chums there. For the more answer, mita amita, what do you do at the kasha? One bride says under the bed you do have to check, and one says you don't have to check. Le kasha, there's no kasha either. Ha dimidloi, one is talking about the bed is pretty high up, because it has tall feet to it, so the bed is like 2 feet off the ground. So there's a mukim there to hide things there, to store things there. So since there's a lot of room to store there, you have to be afraid, maybe you did store the chametz there. Hi dimititoi. And the second bride is talking about the bed is very low. There's very little space between the bed and the ground. So since it's only a few inches, it's not shchiach, it's the tircha to use it there. So in the stomach, you didn't put any chametz there, you don't have to check it out. But that's the cloud. A place that you know you never put chametz, you don't have to check. But a place that you maybe did put, you do have to check it out. Python. The remark, another stevedon. The yoitzchus yain and tzricha b'dika, is it true that this price says that the warehouse for wine, you don't have to check for chametz? For Tanya, we learned another brayso, not like that. Oitzres yayin, the warehouses of wine, tzricha b'dik, tzorach b'dik, you do have to check it out. Oitzres shemen, but a warehouse for oil, ain't tzricha b'dik, ain't tzorach b'dik, that you don't have to check out. So chutz astira, oitzres of yayin, one brayso says you don't have to check it out, the second brayso says a warehouse for wine you do have to check out. Have the Gemara question, hocha, my asking them is topic. Like we said in our Mishnah, we're talking about that you have wine on your table. Now sometimes when you're drinking the wine on the table, you run short. So what do? You tell the shamish, go to the warehouse and take out new wine. Mistapik means even in the middle of the meal, sometimes you fill up from that wine in the warehouse. Now when the shamish goes from the table, he's in the middle of eating his piece of bread. So he takes his bread with him and walks to the warehouse to fill up the wine. So there you have to check out the warehouse. If it's a warehouse that you do fill up sometime in the middle of the meal, you have to be afraid maybe chametz went there. And the other brayso is talking about, we're in Etnestapi. It's a faraway warehouse that you never take the wine out of that warehouse to the Suda. What you do with that warehouse is, you just take the barrels near your house. And from near your house, you fill up into the room. But you never go from the meal to that warehouse. Then you don't have to check out. For the Gemara of the Pshat in the second brayso is, Minestapik, that's the warehouse that you use for the meal. Yochi Shemen Ami. Why does the Brisa say the warehouse for oil? You don't have to check out. Why not? Be chayshid also. In the middle of the meal, you run short on oil, and you tell the shamans, go fill up the jug of oil, and he'll have his bread with him. And the Gemara, no. Shemen Yesh Kval Achila. Oil, there's no such thing as you run short in the middle of the meal. Like everybody knows how much oil you use for that meal. And before the meal, you fill up the oil. So in the middle of the meal, you never come to fill up more oil. Mashenken yain and falishtiya. By wine is not kva, we don't know exactly how much you drink. True estimate, we'll drink one barrel of this meal. But it could be this meal, punk, the guy enjoyed drinking wine, he got thirsty and wants to drink more than a barrel of wine. So there's no kva, you have to bring out more wine. So therefore, buying wine, we're afraid in the middle of the meal, you'll realize you don't have enough, you'll have to go get more. But by Shemen, that never happens. By oil, you know exactly how much you need. We're never afraid you'll need more than you have. Tony Rabbi Chiya. Also, Oitzreis Sheikha Babovel. When they used to store the beer in Bovel, Koitzreis Yain Beretz Yisrael. Bimestapik. It has the same halacha like the warehouse in Eretz Yisrael of wine. Bimestapik, when you used to fill up from the table, when you fill up the table with wine. But just like we're saying by wine, if that warehouse you fill up when the wine runs short, why does the wine run short? Because in the middle of the meal, maybe you'll start to drink so much, you'll have to fill up in the middle of the meal. In Bovel, beer is the same thing. In Bovel, they used to drink a lot of beer. So even though they used to prepare beer before the meal, still there's a svar, maybe now in the middle of the meal, he'll get thirsty, he'll want to drink a lot of beer, and he'll drink up all the beer on the table. And then he'll have to tell the shamash in the middle of the meal, go fill up the jug of beer, and he'll go there with his bread. That's why you have to check it out. In other words, in Bovel, they used to drink beer just like they drank wine in Eretz Yisrael. Omar Rav Chisda, they dog in a place that you store the fish, ain't tzarech b'dika. You don't have to check out. Rai says, in the middle of the meal, you never go to get fish in the middle of the meal. The same svara. You always prepare the fish before the meal. So a warehouse where you store your fish, you don't have to check for chametz. For the more batanya tzarechim b'dika, I know the Rai says, no, the warehouse where you store your fish, you do have to check for chametz, like kashem. Haber ravervi haber zutri. Big fish, you always take enough beforehand. Masankin, small fish, sometimes you don't have enough. The Rai says, zutri, ein lem tfa. You're never for sure how much small fish you need. Whereas people get a tithe roll, so to eat a lot of small fish. So even though you brought 100 small fish, maybe you want more than that. So by small fish, we're afraid in the middle of the meal, you see you're running short, you'll have to go to the warehouse to fill up more small fish, and you'll have bread in your hand. That's why you have to check it there. Omar Rabba Barapuna, Bei Milcha, the place that you store your salt, or Bei Kira, the place that you store your wax. And the Gemara starts by saying they didn't have electricity, so they used to need the wax for the meal. For shalt to eat at night, you used to always have wax there. It's tzarech b'dika, you're the b'doidik. Because also, in the middle of the meal, maybe you see you don't have enough salt, you'll have to get salt with the bread in your hand. Or maybe the wax, the candle's going out, you'll have to get new candles. And in the middle of the meal, and you have your bread in your hand, so therefore the warehouse of the wax is a chash, maybe this chametz day, you have to check it out. Omer Rav Papa, Dei Tziva, the place that you store your wood for the firewood, or Bei Tamri, the place that you store your figs, your dates, tomorrow. Tzarech b'dika, the same thing. Maybe you'll take them in the middle of the meal with the bread. You have to check them out. Tana, Ein mechayav inoy soy lahachnis yodoy l'chunus dokin, livdoy. This brisa says, we're not mechayav you to put your hand in a hole in the wall to make a b'dika. Mifnei ha-sakona, because there's a sakona in putting your hand in the wall. In other words, Poshim, we're talking about you have a hole in the wall. That's middle size. It's in the middle of the wall. It's easy to use it. And even though we're chash, maybe this chametz there, still we're telling you, you don't have to put your hand in the wall to check to get the chametz out. Why? Because there's a sakona. Something may happen bad to you. We'll soon see what. For the marmai sakona, what are you afraid of? What's going to happen bad? What harm is going to happen to you? In the name of the sakona's akrav, if you're afraid the scorpion lives there, and now you punk Erev Pesach by night, when you check for chametz, you're afraid the scorpion is there, is going to bite you. So therefore you can't check out. If that's the scorpion's house, you never used it in the first place. So not the pshat, you don't have to make a b'dika, you're not mechuyev to make a b'dika. It should be like a mokim, shem achis, to make chametz. A scorpion lives, you don't ever put anything, you're afraid of him the whole year. You never put anything in there. Here's mashmino. Mashmi, you did use it, just punk, Erev Pesach by night. Now it's a sakana, don't use it. Is why not? If the scorpion lives there, you shouldn't use it the whole year. Like tzricha de nofla, I'll tell you like this. We're talking about, first there was a hole in the wall, and the scorpion did not live there. So therefore, the whole year round, you take to use the hole in the wall. Now, punk Erev Pesach by night, the wall caved in. And it caved in now. So now, all the stones are on the floor. Now the chiv is to go check in here to get the chametz out, because you know, you have chametz in the hole, or you have a suffix at least. Where's the chametz now? Underneath is gal shel avonim. You have to go check it out. The nofel. So and what? And now it's a sakona to check it out. So here they say that the scorpions like to come when there's a bundle of stones, they like to come. So once the thing caved in, now you have to be afraid maybe a scorpion came to live here. So now taka for b'dika your potter, because it's a sakona. For the Gemara, enoughful if it's fell caved in now, lomali b'dika, why do I have to make a b'dika altogether? Vyasnan we learned, chometz, shenoughful all of my perlis. If you have chometz, you know vade chometz on the floor. And before you turned around, a bunch of stones fell on top of it. or a whole wall fell down. The locker is, harayu kumavuyir. It's considered like it's bottle already, like it's mavuyir. You don't have to make a bdika. It's a shalom the rishonim nachrona, you have to make a bittul. Some rishonim say you still have to make a bdika, you have to make a bittul chometz. But since the chometz still belongs to you, there's only a svara now that there's a bunch of stones over it, you don't have to make a bdika. But bittul chometz, you have to mevatla b'libo, that you still have to do. Senechnami, bittul you have to do, but bdika you don't have to, because it's considered like it's destroyed already. So, Obazoi, what are we saying here? If the wall caved in, we're saying, really, you have to make a b'dikon. Just don't do it because it's a sakana. No, if the wall caved down, there's no chiv altogether. It's like destroyed already. So, tomorrow, no. Hosam, shein ha-kelev yochel ha-chafesh achram. They were talking about you have three tfochim of stones on top of it. So even a door can't come to get it out. Then it's called like destroyed. Hochok is ha-kelev yochel ha-chafesh achram. Here we're talking about there's less than three tfochim of stones on top of the bread. So a door could come to pull it out. So therefore, it's not called like destroyed, because you have to be afraid, maybe in the middle of Pesach, a dog will come and start throwing away the stones and get the chametz out. So therefore, if there's less than three tefachim on top of the chametz, you have to make a bdika, usually. But here we're saying, since now you're afraid maybe a scorpion is there now, and a scorpion usually comes on the stones, you're potter from making the bdika. Fetikmar, why? What are you afraid? The scorpion will bite your fingers? No, you're doing a mitzvah now. You're looking for chometz, you're doing a mitzvah. There's a cloud, but shas, we're doing mitzvah, you won't get nizuk. So we'll see later, the Gemara of the terrorists, we are at shchichi yazdeichem. Most of you can't say I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm going to close my eyes and walk across Beverly. That's the Yavno Hetetu. And the claim that something shchiach, it's very, it happens often, a hezek, you have no right to put yourself in that matzav. Even bizman mitzvah. So this Gemara, you have to say, we're talking about now the scorpions that come in this pile of stones, don't always come. It's not 100% he's there. You're only misufik, maybe you'll be there. So it's not shchiach for him to be there. Still it's a sakona, so you don't have to do it. For the Gemara, why? Shluchei mitzvah and yizokin. Since you're doing a mitzvah, now it should be mutter. Om Ravashi, shema tovod le'machit, v'yosu le'yunei basrum. Well, interesting. Maybe you lost a needle there, and v'shas padikas chometz, you're not only going to check for your chometz, you lost look for your needle. I know what the Gemara didn't say you lost a dollar bill there already. Gemara should have said you lost money. Let's have a needle. All right, no. If I said the needle was chashev then. Gemara says, yes, no, maybe you lost the needle here also. So the shas in the check under these stones, you're not only going to do a kavanah for mitzvah, you do a kavanah for your own sake to check the needle also. For the Gemara, I got love mitzvah. Love mitzvah, even such a case that's not called a mitzvah, you're still doing a mitzvah. For the Tanya, we learned like this. Hoimer, somebody says, I'm giving this money now for tzedakah. I'm doing a mitzvah with it. I want to get something out of the mitzvah also. I'm giving it because I want my son to become healthy. I'm giving it because I want to get tzchar, I want to become an elam haba. What's the locha? Harei zet tzadik gomer. The person is called a tzadik gomer. Rashi says,